The World This Week. Business.
ConocoPhillips agreed to buy Marathon Oil in a deal they valued at $22.5 billion, making it the latest energy mega-merger in America. Oil and gas companies are consolidating in order to cut costs and boost their footprints. Marathon owns assets in Eagle Ford in Texas, Bakken in North Dakota, Permian in New Mexico and Texas, and in Oklahoma. Shareholders in Hess, an energy exploration company, approved a controversial $53 billion takeover by Chevron. Hess holds a 30% stake in a big oil field project off the coast of Guyana. Chevron's offer has been challenged by ExxonMobil, which owns a 45% stake in the Guyana project and claims it has the right to negotiate with Hess about the asset. ExxonMobil has started an arbitration process. ISS, a proxy advice firm, had recommended that shareholders abstain from voting while arbitration was ongoing. ExxonMobil easily won the support of shareholders at its annual general meeting, fending off a challenge from green investors. Some influential shareholders, including CalPERS, a big public pension fund in California, are angry that the company is pursuing its lawsuit against two green investment firms over their proposed resolution to force it to speed up cuts to emissions. The resolution had been withdrawn, but Exxon argues that such proxy votes are increasingly harmful to its business. BHP's proposed takeover of Anglo American collapsed after Anglo rejected an extension of a deadline for talks and said BHP's offer remained unattractive. One of Anglo's concerns was that BHP would spin off mining assets in South Africa. Elon Musk's artificial intelligence startup, xAI, raised $6 billion from investors, making it one of the most valuable competitors to OpenAI, despite being founded just a year ago. The venture is backed by investors in Saudi Arabia and Dubai, and by Andreessen Horowitz and Sequoia Capital, two venture capital firms. Grok, xAI's chatbot, is already integrated with X, Mr. Musk's social media platform. The Nasdaq Composite hit another record, closing above the 17,000 mark for the first time. The tech-heavy share index was boosted by the euphoria that greeted Nvidia's latest stellar earnings. The AI chipmaker's share price has risen by more than 20% in a week, giving it a market value of more than $2.8 trillion, not far behind Apple. El Al, Israel's biggest airline, reported a big jump in quarterly profit. The carrier has seen a huge demand for its flights as some other airlines avoid Israel during the war with Hamas. El Al's boss said it was stretched to capacity. The holding company of Daniel Kretinsky, a Czech businessman, reached an agreement to buy Britain's Royal Mail for £5.3 billion. That's $6.6 billion. The offer to acquire the 500-year-old postal service comes amid campaigning in Britain's election, which is expected to be won by Labour. It will scrutinise promises by Mr. Kretinsky to recognise the Postal Workers' Union and to deliver post anywhere in the country at the same cost to customers. The Prime Ministers of China and Japan and the President of South Korea held a summit where they pledged to restart talks on creating a trilateral free trade agreement. The three men also agreed to cooperate on export controls. Xi Jinping, China's leader, did not attend, raising questions about whether he was fully behind the proposals. Meanwhile, China launched the third phase of its state-backed Big Fund to invest in semiconductors. The latest stage has raised $47 billion from government departments and Chinese banks. The first phase was launched in 2014 and the second in 2019. Workers at Samsung Electronics are to down tools in industrial action for the first time. a union representing a fifth of the workforce, wants all its members to take a day of paid leave on June 7th and is threatening to hold a full strike unless the South Korean company agrees to its demands on pay and bonuses. In 2020, Samsung reversed its policy of discouraging unions from organising in its factories amid growing scrutiny of its management practices. Dungeon and Fighter reportedly generated $140 million in revenue in the week after its release in China, one of the country's biggest money-spinning debuts for a mobile game. Tencent, the publisher of D&F, had to postpone the launch in its home market when the government withheld the approval of new licenses during its crackdown on the tech industry. The game, which was developed in South Korea, is wildly popular elsewhere.